Hand you my heart and let you carry the load. Nobody tells you anything you need to know. I need a friend, but a friend is so hard to find. I need an answer, but I'm always one step behind. Guess it takes time.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Licious, wow. Alongside Joseph J, Trisha, Eric the Great, the lovely Kathleen, and Joseph really dances all through this whole hour of Breakthrough Entertainment.
Oh, Dave, I need a friend, but a friend is so hard to find.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. You know what? I'm going to tear up this town. This is Keane singing the potentially Oscar-nominated song from A Monster Calls.
That's potentially?
Tear up this town.
That may
tear
be.
Tear up this town.
When's the Global, the Golden Globe Awards? Sunday?
Does her Sunday, yeah.
Is
yeah,
that a good indication?
We actually have somebody there.
You do? Oh, excellent.
We have a correspondent.
Well, yeah. We should actually do that in the third segment. We should talk a little bit about the Golden Globes, actually. If you if you look them up and help me, since that we, you know. We have a lot. Peppa Pig.
It's contagious.
Peppa Pig?
Who?
Peppa Pep.
What's a Peppa?
Holla.
Holla bread?
No, that's over. That's the. Hanukkah's over.
That's right. When will Hanukkah be again with Christmas?
Not for a while.
No. Really?
Yeah, not for a while.
Wow.
Yeah. But we do have Valentine's Day coming up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
We have some exciting things, actually.
The next Hanukkah starts December 24th.
Depending on how
it
long.
Does? Again?
This year.
Oh. Next year.
This year.
Oh, it repeats itself on the 24th.
It's every year, isn't it?
No.
Oh, no. No.
No, it's like
not?
The 18th
no,
or
that's
something
Christmas
like that.
Eve.
It's like the 18th this year, I think.
What do I know?
But I believed you, though.
But I do want to.
It sounded good. I was planning.
We do have
already.
Some breaking news regarding, because I'm trying to get some depending on how long the show is on our Valentine's Day special, we might have.
You're
going to
call in from Ohio?
Like that. Just calm down. All right, but I do have some very sad news.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Remember Girl Meets World? Cheryl Teixeira, who joined us on our show, Girl Meets World is canceled.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, remember that campaign?
Oh, yeah, we had a little campaign to try to keep it.
Yeah, so unfortunately, we did not succeed in that campaign.
Oh, that's too bad, right?
Yes, and
is
also...
Is that Disney or is that...
That's Disney, yeah. Yeah, so that's Disney's making a huge mistake.
Oh, and Masters of Sex got canceled.
Yeah, that, and you know what, another show that
what
might be canceled?
That?
Days of Our Lives, our friend Judy Evans.
No way.
And our condolences to Judy Evans. She's got a family member in the hospital at the moment.
Call her when you're lonely and talk to her?
Of course, she's an excellent person.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, she's a very nice person, and we're trying to get her
sex,
on the show as well.
Well,
you'll just have to take over as a master of sex.
Are
you a master of sex?
I'm afraid I am.
You're afraid you are.
Yeah.
Oh, if someone says amazingly bad. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Are you familiar with Dave Isaac?
Oh.
Apparently they are. Okay. It's a former lover.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Yes. And
hang up on her. Wait, who is she? Okay.
Krabby Pops.
Oh, I know her.
Yeah, okay.
Krabby Pops.
And I just blocked
her. Yeah, it wasn't a very pleasant experience.
Apparently not with a name like that.
Yeah, I got the Pops.
Oh, that's okay, Dave. I blocked them.
It's better than the crabs.
Yeah, exactly. See? Look, Eric and I, we read each other's mind. I set him up for that one.
That's cute. That's very
It was
cute.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Okay, what are we looking up?
Looking up.
Wait, Golden Globe Awards.
Well, that's in our next segment. Let's start with Monster Calls.
Okay.
This opened up yesterday. It's getting a lot of award buzz. Of course, Liam Neeson voices this gigantic tree. It's like a fantasy movie about a kid whose mother, played by Felicity Jones, I believe, is very, very ill. And
it's animated?
No. There are special effects and stuff like that. Of course, the tree. You know, it's a live action movie, but the tree is animated. Of course, Liam Neeson voices the tree. The kid gets the on the side of Liam. Not on the side. Sorry, befriends Liam Neeson's character, the tree, and he's kind of scary. He tells the kid these three or four stories. One of the stories is actually the kid's. And the kid, is basically grieving the potential loss of his mother. because as she suffers from cancer and whatnot. Like I said, it's getting a lot of Oscar buzz. I think that it is a very beautiful movie. It's not as wonderful as everyone is saying. Mm. I'm giving it 3 stars. It is, you know, I like the human aspects of it. It's the fantasy aspects and the stories that didn't make as much sense to me.
Mm. So not that good.
It's okay.
To read Periscope.
Yeah, well, people are talking about Taken because they're talking about Liam Neeson and stuff.
Oh, well, that was a long time ago.
Well, and then they didn't know that there were 3 Takens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and there's actually a TV show that's as well coming
called Taken.
So, yes.
And you're Taken.
I am Taken, yes.
Really? There we go. That's 5.
Yes, yeah.
All right.
There's lots of Takens.
Yes.
And but yeah, so Monster Calls 3 stars. Like I said, it's good. It's worth a look. Not terrible, but you know what? Don't get your hopes up. I think my expectations were really, really high for the movie.
Mm.
Yeah. And, okay. And another movie that opened up, let's go to Fences.
Yes.
Fences stars Denzel Washington. It's based on a play, also directed by Denzel Washington.
Exactly. And did you know he actually performed in the play 114 times prior to making this film?
Wow.
Yeah, which I think really, really tied it into the vibe you got from the play in Broadway. So I think that's excellent.
Yes. And so a very dramatic movie. Basically a story of it's a man and his wife and the kid, and he's, you know,
a working class African American father tries to raise his family in the 1950s while coming to terms with the events of his life.
Yes, and of course his brother has an illness, a mental illness as a result of an accident, and you know, so then
it's all about relationships.
It is, yeah.
And then a fence, a physical fence
that is being built.
At the same time as emotional fences are being built and torn down simultaneously.
Did Mexico pay for the fence?
It was actually... but they will.
They will. We're going to pay for it first, and then they're going to pay for it.
Exactly. No, but that is a very, very, very powerful film. Mm-hmm. And I think Denzel, you know, when you move something from a play...
Yeah.
And this play all takes place in the backyard where the fence is being built. So for him to take it and make it into a movie, a film, and have us see what these characters are doing, quote unquote, off stage, so to speak, was really, really tricky. And I understand he did a phenomenal, phenomenal job of that.
Yeah.
So I give big props to him. In fact, some people are saying that he should win for the best male actor, Golden Globe for the best male actor in a drama.
And I highly disagree. I thought this movie was horrible. I'm giving Fences 1 star. I was very bored watching it. I thought that it belongs on the stage, and you two might like it because you like plays. But I don't think that
it didn't work in the movie.
This property is not this is not a story that translates onto the screen.
I think that happens a lot, actually. Plays that go to the screen.
I mean, think about Mamma Mia, all the action and liveliness and stuff that you can, like, you know. I know that's a
musical.
Did
like the movie, too.
Yeah, but I'm saying that there are some plays and musicals and stuff that work. I think that this is one that doesn't because it's basically... You know, it deserves the stage. It deserves.
Well, I think. Well, that's
it's an actor's movie. The acting is very good.
The acting is phenomenal.
But if you don't have the emotional draw and engagement of the viewer, some of that is lost.
Well, and see, that's the thing that I was a little bit concerned of. But when I was researching what a lot of people were saying about it, they were saying that he made that transition very well, because that was my concern that I mentioned even to Dave. As soon as I found out it was being made into a movie, I was like, you know, that intimate setting of him being in
his
backyard, his domain, is kind of huge in this.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a little bit lost. And the intimacy is lost because it's so much bigger.
Well, it has
scope.
To be because you're on a film.
Right.
I mean, so I was curious about that, and I really feel bad. Mm. We planned on seeing it, and
we'll see it. And you might disagree. Like I said, there's
well,
two different...
I can tell you, there's no way it would be 1 star for me because I know it has enough of the dialogue and enough of the emotion. It may not translate. The emotion might not translate as well, but
it was difficult for me to get through. That's why I had to get the 1 star.
I would think it would be a minimum of a 2.
I like Jersey Boys on
the
big screen too.
For me.
Okay. Well, let's talk about another movie that that came out. It actually opened up. That Fences, by the way, opened up on Christmas.
Christmas, right.
Yes.
Oh, that's
let's
right.
talk about Hidden Figures.
Oh, yes.
Hidden
yes.
Figures opened up yesterday, or Thursday night.
Thursday.
Yeah. Here in Arizona. I believe it was open in other cities earlier. So this, of course, Trisha, I know you were passionate about this, so why didn't you give us a little bit of rundown on that?
Okay, well, this is something that a lot of people were not familiar with, the West Computers, which computers back in the day were women for the most part, but they were mathematicians, but the majority of them were women. Do you want me to, I'll tell you that this, a young lady found out about this story, and a lot of it came into focus in 2016. This movie focuses on three women who were very pivotal in the space program.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you what saddens me, because the book starts in the 30s.
Oh.
30s mm-hmm. and 40s. And
so
there's so much basis of coming into and even getting to where John Glenn is. I mean, we're talking about during the war and everything that was going on in the war. So this is a definite must read because literally you see Catherine when she's a child showing what a fabulous mathematician and a mind that she had for mathematics and those types of concepts. You see that in the 40s. They just have that at the very beginning, a blurb of that showing her, and then boom, you're in the 60s.
Yeah.
And we're in the space race. And there was a lot in between that.
Yeah. Well, I
but I thought they did a phenomenal job with the film. I thought Kevin Costner did a great job. But Catherine, Dorothy, and Mary, the actresses that played those three characters, I think that their emotion, I think the manner in which they did it was very true to the book and also very engaging. And I think that it was a phenomenally done movie. Mm-hmm. And to me, I'm giving it 5 stars.
5 stars. Wow. Before you give us your comments, Dave, Savvy, I know Savvy here on Periscope saw Hidden Figures as well, and she wanted to share. If you want to share your comments, you can write them, and then I'll remember what you said.
What country is she in?
She's in Ohio.
What country is that?
That's a country.
It's called the Midwest. It's called the Midwest.
Right. And then I'll give my comments
Donald
as well.
Trump's favorite state.
But I'll give my comments as well. Dave, go ahead.
Well, you know, I was surprised by this movie. I didn't think it would be that good, even though it got a lot of acclaim. However, this was probably the best movie I've seen this year. Now, I haven't seen all the potential award-winning movies. However, this had a lot to it, and it was concise enough to make its point. The progression, the upward movement of women, of blacks, of the times changing in terms of U.S. getting behind Russia, and they had to overcome obstacles to get to, they didn't get the first person in space, they got the first person on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of determination, a lot of changes that had to be made, and it was breaking through a lot of barriers that sadly were there.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really a nice story to see the changes going on. But also it reminds me of what's going on now, where it seems to be a big divide in the country too. So I'm wondering how much have we gone backwards or have we gone sideways, or we've gone a different direction.
That's another movie, Sideways. Yeah,
I love that one. Yeah. But anyway, so I give it, I think I'm going to give that a breakthrough because of the significance of the time frame and the significance of breaking through barriers. So well deserved, no question. It should, you know, it should never have been a question in the first place, and it was. It happened. Acting was excellent, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I
love the acting.
Yeah,
And the little kids were so cute, adorable. I mean, absolutely adorable. The one scene, I won't spoil it, but at the dinner table, a great emotional scene, right? Remember that?
I thought
Taraji Henson did a phenomenal job as Catherine Jackson. Janelle Monáe as Mary Jackson, and Dorothy Vaughn, Octavia Spencer was the actress that played her. All three of them did a great job. I think, you know what? I'm sorry, but we're hearing a lot more from Pharrell these days, right?
Pharrell Williams.
He's been producing quite a
Blurred Lines.
Yeah.
Oh, that one?
No.
What?
No. No.
Yeah, oh, he produced that.
Oh, he produced
it. He's in it, too. Yeah. He's singing it.
Oh, right, okay. Right. Okay, okay. I'm sorry. I'm going, that's not... Yeah, but no, he's...
He got sued for that.
He started out as... Wow. Right. He started out as a musician, singer, but now he's doing a lot in the background.
He also did the Happy song. What was it?
Yeah, because I'm happy. That's the one that most people know, the Happy song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
But anyway, Pharrell Williams has done a great job, and he's been involved in a lot of films and producing and being a part of them. The one that we just saw with the jazz.
La La Land?
Yeah, La La Land. He had a part in La La Land as well. I mean, I'm just amazed.
But I like
with
Five
that.
The Hidden Figures better than La La Land.
Oh, seriously?
Uh-oh, look at that anger.
I am giving Hidden Figures 2 stars. I thought there were good scenes in the movie.
I'm afraid that you're going to get fired, Joseph. This is ridiculous.
I didn't care for it.
I'm joking.
No, everyone has their opinion.
Exactly. I didn't care for it. I thought that there were really strong scenes in the movie, like when Kevin Costner is
that
the
was
bathroom,
cool.
the bathroom.
That was cool.
Thing.
Yeah.
And there are certain very strong scenes in the movie. There's strong acting in the movie, but as a whole, I was a little bit lost. Savvy says that she liked Jim Parsons' role in the film. I thought he did good.
But I just think, you know what, the other thing it showed to me, and this is what I really hope people will see, there was a couple of things around the movie. Number one, I absolutely loved the courthouse scene. Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought that was very, very powerful.
That was sort of cool.
I thought when she came back from utilizing the restroom and was talking to Kevin Costner's person, I thought she did his role did an excellent job on that, but it also showed in the small ways, including in that big scene in the courtroom, mm-hmm. how things that beliefs that we hold when our priorities change, it can change the way we look at a situation. Yeah. Think about the police officer, mm-hmm. how that situation changed when he realized what they were doing. Think about the courtroom scene.
Yeah.
It has to do, and that's what we all need to be able to do here, is we need to be able to find the common ground that and be able to celebrate those things.
Your comments are being echoed on Periscope. Savvy says that overall it was a very strong message.
Yes.
And so I think it was a strong message. And then, as entertainment,
there was a teenage girl walking out with her parents, and she goes, wow, I really feel like I could do anything I want to do. Mm-hmm. If I put my mind to it. And that is so true. And I think sometimes
even... And the dad
even,
said, no, you can't.
No, but you know what? No, he didn't.
I know.
But the other thing is, you think about the United States and how we have been at the forefront of so many things, and now we're kind of like becoming the butt of everybody's jokes. And it's
becoming.
Like...
Becoming.
Well...
I think we're there.
Okay, yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. But we have become, should I say it that way? But I'm just saying, you look back when people are saying, you know, that World War II, that was the greatest generation, blah, 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 whatever. But I see this and I think, you know, I hope people will watch this film and will get a fire lit under them to get us to a place where we work together with a common goal. Because that's really what I felt this movie was about.
Yeah.
And I think because due to time, we have to move on to our next film. We'll talk about Lion, and then we'll take a break.
Okay.
But Lion opened up on Christmas as well, mm-hmm. And you both saw this as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's kind of like they're calling it the new Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, sorry, reminded me of that. Yeah,
it's based on because it's got the same actor as well.
Right.
But a little boy gets on a it's based on a true story. He's waiting for his brother to get back. He can't find him. He gets on this train, and the train just starts taking him. For 2 days, he's on this train.
And it takes him 20... This is the guy that took 25 years to find his real parents?
Yes, yes.
Well, he didn't start the search in the way that we would think about it.
He found him on Google Earth.
Well, yeah, that's right.
But he it was interesting. It was very interesting because of the way that it occurred. See, he kind of compartmentalized everything until later on in life and realized starting having things to access these memories and really realizing, because he didn't want to offend his adopted
Australian
mom.
Parents,
right?
Moved
who
to Australia,
who
right.
really Nicole really Kidman's loved him? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I and so anyway, I also love the real book on this one called The Long Way Home, mm-hmm. And
Rooney Mara's in the movie as well.
Oh, now excuse me, phenomenal job, don't you think?
By Pavel.
Dev Patel.
He was
good. No. I'm talking about the kid.
Job. I thought
the little kid did.
Oh, the little kid. Rooney Mara is his love interest.
Oh, no. Yeah. The little kid.
Is that a Mara sister? The girl from Horror Story, American Horror Story?
I think so, yeah. I did not care for Rooney Mara
but,
at all.
Well,
yeah, Dev was the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yeah, girl with the dragon tattoo, yes.
Okay. And Dev was really good.
Dev Patel did a great job.
Very
the little
good.
Boy, yes, he did a fantastic
boy,
job.
He's an unknown, and this is like, I mean, he did a phenomenal job. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but that's what I was thinking you were saying, and I apologize.
Yeah,
the girl was forgettable.
Yeah, she was forgettable,
opinion.
And even the story and everything, I think that was a little bit, you know what, the movie is divided into two halves. The first half is all the little kid and stuff like that, and I thought that was the strongest part of the movie. The second half of the movie was strong in terms of the search and the Google Earth stuff and everything, and Nicole Kidman and all that, but the love interest story, I think that dragged a little bit down. If it hadn't have been for Rooney Mara, and it's not her fault, I personally don't prefer her, but I don't I think the story didn't interest me, that the love interest story.
I thought it'd be better. I didn't like it.
The whole movie as a whole?
As a whole, it was okay. It was interesting, but not great.
Okay.
3 stars at most.
Okay. Wow.
What did you give it?
Trisha, how many stars would you say for Lion?
I gave it 3.5 to 4.
Okay.
Because
you
how many stars did you give like you said, but see, the overall story I really, really liked. I really liked the acting. The thing is it felt very slow. I felt like they spent too much time on the Google search thing. And that aspect of it just kind of disconnected me a little bit, as far as like you said, the quote unquote love interest. I just didn't feel like there was that.
So Apted, how many stars did you say you gave it?
I gave it about 3.5.
You're giving it 3.5. You're giving it 3. I'm giving it 4. I liked it. I think that out of all the movies that that I'm reviewing today, Lion is my pick. I thought it was the strongest of the ones that I saw. I would say if it wasn't for Rooney Mara's aspect, y'all, that the love interest, I would have given it 5, breakthrough. And Apted is giving it 4 as well.
Excellent.
On Periscope. So lots
of
movies
close.
To choose from. Yeah, and I know that we have a few more movies to talk about, and as well we'll get to some Golden Globes. Stuff after the break.
That should be exciting for Casey Affleck.
Well, we'll see. And then this song is from Lion.
Lion.
See ya. Never give up. No, never give up.
See ya later.
No. Oh.
Wow.
No, I'll never give up.
Have you ever tried out for like the stage in Las Vegas?
Hey, Dave. And I won't let you get me down. I keep getting up when I hit the ground. Oh, I never give up. No,
that is a good song,
up,
isn't
no,
it?
No.
I did like that one. No. All right, 3.5 stars.
And you do cry during the end credits.
I can't remember. Did I?
When you see the real people.
You're probably sleeping.
That was cool. Yes. Oh, yeah, sleeping. No, that was very cool, the end credits. You're right. That was definitely worth it. I love that. This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live. 1480
I want a belly dance.
AM. Yo, please do.
No, not
Don't.
Me. I want a belly
turn
dance.
Turn that way, though. Wait, then I have to see his fanny. Oh, Kathleen say no, don't turn that
Either
way.
Either way, you can't win on that one.
Yeah, you can't. And Breakthrough Entertainment, we will be right back with more movie reviews
Ooh.
In a moment.
Ooh.